Thank you. I think all good.
Yep.
All good. Well, God put it in my heart to share about healing this morning. And it's always God's will to heal. It's always God's will to heal. And this is something we need to settle deep within our hearts. All of us have a different journey and relationship with healing. And God wants to meet us on our journey, wherever we are. But my prayer, my heart's desire, is that all of us experience the faith within us grow regarding healing. Because God deeply desires to heal you, and He wants to heal through you when you pray for others, when you're simply in the presence of others. We simply cannot grow closer to God without experiencing more healing, because it's all that He is. It's all that He is. There's a beautiful verse in one of the Gospels Jesus was healing. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord was present to heal." And we know where two or three are gathered together in His name, there am I in the midst. Jesus always healed. Everybody who came to Him got healed. So in life, we've believed things that haven't been true. We've let our experience or a circumstance speak to us instead of coming back to the truth. Perhaps, well, I see that God heals one person, but He doesn't heal another. That's a shame. But that's not true at all. If that was true, then God loves one person more than another. So we need to let the Scriptures speak, and that's what we're going to do, so that we can believe totally that it's always God's will to heal.
Sorry if I interrupt you.
Please do.
You're banging on here. Can you take this earring off?
Sure. No problem.
Thank you.
Sure. So if we look at John 14, verse 12, and this is one I'm sure you know, Jesus Christ said, "Verily, verily," and let's not miss the emphasis there. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." So what we're looking at specifically here is healing. And it's believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not that one person's believing is just kind of pumped up with a positive attitude. It's believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, the same today, and the same tomorrow. And what He has done for us in healing is just awesome. In the Old Testament, we would not have a fellowship like this. Healing was totally different. It came directly from God. Totally different arrangement. But now, by way of the new birth, by the grace of God, we're born again, and we can receive healing and impart healing. Now, I want to cover a couple of verses that are really quite interesting. Matthew 13. And this is where people have received the word at a wrong angle, and it's been a barrier to faith. And in Matthew 13, verse 54, When he, Jesus, was coming to his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished and said, "Whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works?" So he was in his own hometown here, Jesus. And people said, "Is not this the carpenter's son?" See, we know Mary was Jesus' mother, God was his father, but his stepdad was Joseph. So they looked at him. Is not his mother Mary his brethren, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? So Mary and Joseph had a normal husband-wife relationship after Jesus was born. And Jesus had four half-brothers there. Verse 56, his sisters, are they not all with us? Meaning at least three. Whence then has this man all these things? We just don't get it. And they were offended in him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet's not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. He did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. And people have taught and believed from this that if the unbelief is so great, you can't do healings because it's just so dark. People talk about places like San Francisco like that. Well, you know that there's not much of a work of God there. We know the problems with San Francisco and the darkness. This is not true at all. The unbelief, it was just that because they were offended, they didn't come to Jesus for healing. They didn't knock on the door and say, "We realize how great you are. Can you give me healing?" They just stayed away. That's why no mighty works were done there. It didn't stop Jesus doing what he did. The unbelief of people doesn't stop the power of God. And we must remember that if we're not at a party or a situation and somebody makes a joke or swears or something like that, and, "Oh, golly, the unbelief is here. I won't pray for so-and-so." No, nothing changes the power of Jesus Christ. And again, that great analogy of light and darkness. No matter how heavy the darkness, one little match, it goes. So it's important in recognizing that the unbelief was purely they didn't come to Jesus. And we know if people didn't come to Jesus, they couldn't receive healing. But everyone who came to Jesus received healing. And look at Matthew 9. This is an interesting one. Matthew 9 and the healing of the ruler's daughter. Matthew 9. And verse 18, while he, Jesus, spoke these things unto them, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, "My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay your hand upon her, she shall live." Jesus arose and followed him, so did his disciples. Then there's the healing of the woman with the issue of blood. And then we pick up in verse 23. When Jesus came unto the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said unto them, "Give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleeps." And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame hereof went abroad unto all that land. We've taught and understood over the years, put the unbelievers out and the blessing of God happens. But actually, Jesus couldn't move there until the unbelievers were put out. This isn't true. Because when somebody died, because of disease, everything like that, the body had to be buried within 24 hours. And they had professional mourners and wailers. That's why it said minstrels and people making a noise. They would wail these dirges so that people down the street would hear and know, "Oh my goodness, somebody up the street has died, who is it?" And they'd follow the sound that they were making to find out who died so that they could honor that family, help, do what they did when somebody died. So they were professional mourners. The essence of this was Jesus saying, hey guys, I understand why you're here, but you're not needed. There's no death here. She's alive. And they would have headed off. He wasn't limited. Some people teach it as if he tried to raise the girl. It didn't happen. He tried to raise, guys, get out. Raise her. Oh, it happened. No. Nothing changes the power of God. Nothing. And when you look at the examples of Jesus' healing, you look at Lazarus, you look at the man with the withered hand in Mark 3, everybody had such contempt and hatred for him when he told the guy, stand forth, stretch out your hand. Everybody wanted to hate him, condemn him, because he healed on the Sunday. It was intensely dark, intensely negative. That Jesus brought the power of God to pass. So we must settle in our hearts, and it comes by deciding to renew our mind about healing. When we sit, have our coffee, there's so many quiet times in life, isn't there? We're waiting in a queue at the supermarket, we're waiting to get something. We can think it's always God's will to heal. Always God's will to heal. And then when you see somebody hurting, I remember speaking to somebody, a super darling little old man, back in Oxford, and I spoke a little bit and I said, would you allow me the honour of praying for you? And of course he said yes. And it is an honour to pray for people because they are a precious one for whom Christ died. Everyone who crosses your path is so precious to God because Christ hung on the cross for them. It's easy to look at people, then make a judgment. Oh, there, this or that. Or, oh, there, this or that. God doesn't look at people like that. He looks at them as either born again, they've got Holy Spirit and can listen and follow, or they've got the potential to have Holy Spirit and get born again. They're Christian or they're pre-Christian. That's how God sees the power of God. That's how God sees people. And as we renew our mind, we can say, Lord, help me to see people the way you see people. Help me to be like you. So those are interesting sections. Let's look at Mark. Last chapter in the Gospel of Mark, Mark 16. And we see healing happens because of grace, God's grace. It's not our good works. It's not, I was a good little Christian today, haven't got angry, haven't sworn at anybody, I'm being good, so the healing happens. But we still have that performance mentality in our mind. And that's why we have testimonies of 7-year-olds in India and Africa healing people of cancer and raising people from the dead. And you think, how can a 7-year-old do that? Simple faith on the Lord Jesus Christ. Not their personal faith. It's all about him. It's all about him. So whatever you've experienced, you might have prayed for healing in your life, and maybe you've come against a barrier. Think of this being a new day, that the blessing of the presence of Jesus Christ is here to touch you. So total 100% healing can happen, or partial. Well, partial's better than nothing. We're on our way. And we know that Jesus Christ, ministering to the blind person, he said, I see men as trees walking. Then it says, Jesus prayed again. Our Lord and Savior prayed twice for healing. So is it all right if we pray twice for healing? Absolutely. It honors God. And something we've got to take out of our vocabulary, we never say it didn't work. We just don't say that, because any prayer in the name of Jesus Christ honors him and brings his presence into that situation. Even if it doesn't happen then, there are testimonies of people waking up the next day and being totally healed and delivered. When Jesus healed the leper, he said, go your way. He didn't part it 100% there and then. Every healing was different. As they went their way, they received. So, see, if I say, oh, it never worked, bang, I stop the healing go forward by my confession and my faith. Because if I believe it didn't work, I receive my believing. So people can stop the power of God, but Jesus Christ isn't stopping his flow of healing. Just see it like a wonderful river, a wonderful river, and we want to step in and receive and give to others. It's always God's will to heal us, and God wants to heal through us. I was so personally blessed and inspired healing with Paula yesterday, and just how convinced she is, in a quiet, gentle way, not in an aggressive, pushy way, in a quiet, gentle way, that person will be blessed by allowing a prayer on their life. And just wonderful, because everybody who said yes to a prayer was fantastically blessed. There's no such thing as an unanswered prayer. There is no such thing. God hears and honors. So we pray with faith. This section is awesome. Mark 16, and we'll pick it up from verse 15. And he, Jesus, said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So there we go. We're in the will of God. Everything's scriptural. We're going to go and we're going to preach to everything that moves. It's just great. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be judged. But see, it doesn't. The fullness of the understanding, we always plant a seed. We always plant a seed, then somebody else. God so loves people. He does not will that desire that any perishes. So he sends another Christian along, and another Christian, or a family member to that person. And that seed is watered and it grows. Because Christ is constraining everybody. He's gently drawing everybody to him. So verse 17, these signs shall follow them that believe. There we've got it. Signs follow believers. And that's what we do. We step out in faith. We believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, speak with new tongues. If they take up serpents, if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. The viruses, the things of this world, the diseases, the power of God says it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And that's what we do. We lay hands on the sick. The promise of the scripture, the word is they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. Then we've got this great verse that I asked to be put in the screen here. Easy to remember, last verse in the Gospel of Mark. They went forth and preached everywhere. So you see, that includes the dark places. It's everywhere. They preached everywhere. The Lord working with them. And confirming the word with signs following. So when you offer a prayer for somebody, God, the Lord confirms that word with signs following. This is what the Lord does. And we step out in faith believing this. We keep stepping out in faith. And the Lord works with us. And that's that relationship that we talk about, that we're sons and daughters of a God with Holy Spirit, but that's the relationship. We listen to the lead of the Holy Spirit as we speak and minister and give healing. So that last verse is just awesome. And James 5:15. And the simple opening phrase there, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. So that's what we do. We pray with faith. And I spoke a little earlier this week, I don't know if you got to hear it, about faith. And fear not, only believe. And this is where the renewing of our mind comes in. It's where we make new the thoughts that we have, the attitudes that we have. Some people believe they deserve to be sick because of lifestyle decisions that they've made. You know, if they've smoked for 40 years and they've got lung cancer, well, the world would say, serves you right. God does not say that. He heals. He heals totally. He's cast our sin as far as the east is from the west. He remembers it no more. He heals. Isn't it interesting that Jesus Christ didn't interview people before he ministered healing? He healed all. He blessed all. Look at the feeding of the 5,000. They followed him to get fed. He said, "You're not following me to see the miracles, but because you were fed." I mean, if there was a restaurant giving free meals between 12 and 5 every Sunday, we'd all be over there. And they did that. But he didn't exclude them. So attitudes, wrong belief, all of that, it's the grace of God. The grace, grace, grace of God. So this is why when these thoughts come in our mind, things like, well, this is age-related, I have to put up with this for the rest of my days. Not true. God heals. It's always God's will to heal. And this is why we have to think about what we're thinking about and put on the Word of God. The Lord will confirm the Word with signs following. He will confirm the Word. And this is how we learn to think, so that when negative thoughts, things that make small the name of Jesus Christ, come in our mind, we don't dwell on those or believe those. We believe the Word of God. He sent His Word and healed them. So the Scriptures build that. The Scriptures, and that's what renewing our mind means. And if we have an area that's difficult, we spend more time with the truth so that it sets us free. So that it sets us free. And as I said, it might be 100% immediate, or it might be a step in the right direction. And there's great testimonies of people with a dire physical situation. And step by step by step in faith, they walked it through to full recovery in the name of Jesus Christ. So you let His presence tenderize your heart, because unbelief always hurts us. It puts us in the back seat. It hurts us. It jars us. So we put that aside, the fear not, only believe, and we come to Him and we receive His tender yes and amen. The promises of God are yes and amen. We believe. And certainly here, a beautiful group of believers. We all love the Lord Jesus Christ. We've received Him, and His desire is to heal. So what I'd like to do at this time is, I'd like anybody, just wait, I'll talk you through what I'd like to do, then we'll do it. If you would desire healing, I'm going to ask you in a few moments to stand. And then if you would like to give healing, you go to somebody who's standing. And then just in 5 or 6 seconds, the person who wants healing, say very simply, doesn't need to be a diagnosis, 5 or 6 seconds, say what you want healed from, and then the person who's ministering will minister healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay? And that's what we're going to do. And I'm inviting those people who are listening in to do the same where you are. The Lord, the Word of God says, the Lord will confirm His Word with signs following. So I'm going to pray here. Father God, in the name of your glorious Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray and thank you for this very moment in time where you, the Lord, are present to heal, and you are always willing to heal. And we come to you, Father. We come humbly. We come receiving, Father, honoring that you are the Lord who heals, and you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we open our hearts to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, if you would like healing, please stand. Don't be shy. Stand. We're not